What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
WEEI Afternoons back here on a Tuesday afternoon at 2:30.
I got an idea, Andy. Why don't we do like what the Patriots did Sunday at Gillette and stink it up?
Oh, I see what you did there. Fitzy's very subtle. Our buddy Mark Schlereth joining us now. We're joined by the Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mr. Schlereth, you were very optimistic last week when we spoke to you about the Patriots. You said, hammer the over 8.5 wins. They went out and had a disappointing loss on Sunday to the Raiders. What was your reaction to that? Are you reassessing your predictions?
Oh, yeah, you always reassess your predictions. But, I mean, I think it's a little early to panic right now. I mean, ultimately, when I think of Mike Vrabel football, I think about shutting down the run. Right, I think about physicality. I think about winning the line of scrimmage. And, you know, you think about what the Raiders are all about under Pete Carroll. They want to run the ball. They went out and got Genty from Boston College, and they shut that aspect of it down. But when you flip the script and you go to the offensive side of the ball, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand how your starting running back is getting 5 yards per carry, and he's just getting a handful of carries. Like, that doesn't necessarily run with the script. And sometimes, you know, that's the way teams play you. Part and parcel of today's NFL that drives me crazy a little bit is how much can it kind of stuff you have in an offense. So, for instance, you'll say, hey, man, we're going to run this run. Let's call it 18 handoff. And we're going to can that with some pass play, right? And then a defense can basically get to you to basically say, you're not going to run the ball, or we're going to bring our safety down, or whatever the case may be, whatever your checks are. and it forces you to get out of balance. You start throwing the ball too much. And that's always a concern, to where all of a sudden you'll look at, you know, a quarter and a half gone by and you go, man, we threw the ball 16 times and we ran it 3 times. And so sometimes you either have to have what we call on offense tank plays. I just call it run it plays. Like, this play is good against everything. Like, handoff force is good against everything. Let's run it. Or you're going to go check to check, like run to run checks as opposed to run to pass checks. So something, and again, I don't have the game plan in front of me and I don't know, but those things are always things that concern me when you're that far out of balance.
So, Mark, quick question, just overall, keep it simple. What, after in a disappointing loss to a Raiders team that definitely looked very well prepared on Sunday in semi-inclement conditions, what would be your biggest concern taken away from the way the Patriots played?
Well, I would say number one is just the lack of offensive balance. You've got a second-year QB. You got it. Like, to me, you've got to be balanced. And that's the thing that, you know, shocked me a little bit, because, you know, when you have coached or when you have watched Mike Vrabel and when you have called one of his games, I mean, it's always about controlling line of scrimmage. He always talks to me about controlling line of scrimmage, being tough, being physical, doing those things. And you just can't do that if you sit back and you throw it 50 times or 48, whatever their total was. I know it was a bunch, but like, you just watch it. It just makes it really hard to play up front. And then it makes it really hard when you decide all of a sudden, okay, we got to get back in balance. Well, you've had no reps. You've had no real feel for the game, and your backs haven't had it. You know, your offensive line hasn't had it, all those things. So it just becomes one of those deals where it's really hard to overcome. So that shocked me about this particular game plan. So we'll see how the adjustments go going forward. But here's the good news. Like, if you watched a lot of NFL football this weekend, like I did, there were a lot of really poorly, I'm not going to call it coached, but poorly executed offenses. And I think that's part and parcel of today's NFL, is the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season are kind of a quote-unquote extension of the preseason, and there's a lot of there's just a lot of room for improvement. So that's the good takeaway, is that a lot of teams didn't play well, and a lot of teams cost themselves opportunity because of lack of execution.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, one of the questions that has sort of popped up this week, and Vrabel didn't shoot it down, was, is there too much on the plate of Drake May? Josh McDaniels bringing his scheme in. Obviously, he worked for years with Tom Brady, and there's an extensive, difficult scheme there. Have you ever been around a quarterback, young or old, that you felt maybe they lost their playing confidence because there was just too much put on?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Their plate.
Well, I mean, just as an offensive player, that stuff used to drive me crazy. And, you know, there's a place for all the, in today's NFL, for all the, hey, we want to run the, I get this all the time with coordinators. We want to run the perfect play versus the perfect scheme, you know. So we want to run this play against cover three. If we get a too high safety look, we're gonna, you know, we want to change it to this. Well, like, I get the principle of that, but sometimes what that does is gets you to play soft, gets you to play with hesitation without anticipation. And if you don't play with anticipation, like Anthony Campanelli said this to me, he's the defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He goes, if you don't play with anticipation, you're going to play with anxiety, one or the other. And so when you've got too much on your mind, it creates anxiety. It creates less of an aggressive nature. And, you know, throughout the course of my career, when we started getting too cute, it used to drive me crazy. Let's just line up and let's play a little smash mouth. Let's just line up, keep it simple, stupid, and let's go. And ultimately, sometimes you're in such a chase of perfection, they end up making your players play slow. And that's always, there's a fine line between being able to execute and being able to take advantage of that stuff. And then, you know, and having that kind of quote unquote perfect play dialed up based on the defense that you thought you were going to get, and then making your players play slow because there's too much paralysis by analysis. And that's something you got to really look at. You got to dig into, and you got to know your team, know your players, and then have a great sense of it, are we doing too much and taking away some of the aggressiveness of our players.
So those who don't play with anticipation play with anxiety. That is officially going on a T-shirt and on a billboard here in the studios of WEI Afternoon Stink. Good stuff. We're listening. We're talking with the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, Odyssey National Insider, Mark Schlereth, here on WEI Afternoons. There's a development. Jabril Peppers is supposed to be signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers now. And he was kind of a fan favorite, you know, big heavy hitter with the Patriots for a couple of years. And my co-host here made a point that earlier that the Patriots may be a little too married to scheme and not talent, perhaps, which kind of ties into a lot of what you were saying. How is it that a guy like Jabril Peppers, who still seems like he has a lot of game left in him, wouldn't be a fit with a team like the Patriots, but he's a perfect fit for Pittsburgh?
Yeah, you know, again, I don't know what went down there. Obviously, it felt like something went down, right? Something behind the scenes happened that they weren't real happy with. I don't know. You know, Jabril is one of those guys over the course of his career is probably been described as a little bit of a liability in coverage, but is a guy that will run down there in support and, you know, and trade paint. So it's one of those situations. You got to put them in the right position. You got to do those things. And in today's NFL, where they play so much shell coverage, they want dudes that can rock and roll from there. They can have great coverage skills. They want those guys to be, you know, both those guys that are playing safety to be, dual players. Like, they want to be able to be middle of the field guys that can protect the middle of the field, that can erase mistakes in the middle of the field in coverage, but also trigger when the tight end blocks down and be that alley fill player and meet you on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, if you feel like, hey, Jabril can do that second part, but he can't really be a middle of the field, you know, eraser, he can't really cover the middle of the field, then you get into, well, can we really play this defense if teams can make us bring, you know, make him the single high safety in certain situations, the way they run their offense. So I think there's a lot of things that they come into play with something like that. And you know, I mean, that would be my assessment. I'm not there, so I don't know. But my first inclination is he pissed somebody off. That was my first inclination.
Mark, obviously Drake May is not the only second-year quarterback sort of in the analytical crosshairs. Hell, we had a matchup last night between two of them on Monday Night Football. And that leads me to a question that I've always – we talk about it, the it factor – in a lot of sports, but certainly at the quarterback position. And last night's game was an interesting one where J.J. McCarthy was sort of pedestrian or maybe not even that good for three quarters, and then he turns it on in the fourth quarter of his first NFL start on the road, and it's like all of a sudden he has that it game that Viking fans are going to get excited about. Do you believe there is a quote-unquote it factor to playing the quarterback position?
I believe there's an it factor to playing every position. Like, people will ask you, like, hey, what is it that makes, like, this guy a Hall of Famer? How do you – I don't know. But I can tell it when I watch it. Like, I can tell it when a guy has it. I you know, I don't know what makes you a Hall of Famer, but you can watch it on film and go, oh, shoot, that guy is different. You know, I don't know if you watch the Packers, But watching Micah Parsons come off the edge, whatever the mixture was, it was right, because that dude was flying. You know, and I know he wasn't playing full time, but like that was a difference maker. And I just think all the time, like to have the kind of game you were having where it was terrible, like it was not good. And then all of a sudden, you know, you look at what's the kid's name? Jordan Mason came in, started ripping off runs. Then all of a sudden you got some play action ability, some play pass stuff. Then your connection with Justin Jefferson, all of a sudden you got that. You hit, you know, the running back Jones down the rail for a touchdown. And the next thing you know, you're flying. Like everybody's got confidence and you've got confidence all of a sudden. But to be able to have that bad of a game and then to still to be able to stay in is impressive. It's really impressive. You know, it's really funny. You always kind of reference your own career. And, you know, I was a stickler for, I just didn't make mistakes. Like I didn't have mental assignment mistakes. You know, every now and again, you're going to get your ass kicked and that happens, but I didn't have missed assignments because I just was one of those dudes. If I made one mistake, I was going to make two or three more because I would just beat myself up so bad. You know, I always say I was just too much of a mental midget to play quarterback because I can't let things go. If I make a mistake, man, it's going to, like, I'm going to walk back to the huddle with it. I'm not going to, I can't just go, oh, well, you know what? So, c'est la vie, it happened. Let's move on. You know, I beat myself up over that stuff. So, for him to have the kind of lack of presence that he had through three quarters, and then he did something that nobody in the history of the National Football League has done. He threw three touchdown passes in the fourth quarter, brought his team back. I think it was from a double deficit, behind from a double deficit score, and won a game in his debut. Nobody has ever done that in the history of the NFL. And so to be able to do that after, like you guys said, being pedestrian through three quarters is flat out impressive, if you ask me.
Real quick, as we bump out, Mark, who would you say most impressed you league-wide, just stepping outside the bounds of New England for a sec? Who impressed you? What team impressed you most overall in the NFL Sunday, week one?
Well, that four-minute comeback from Buffalo was incredible. But again, it's the Ravens kind of forgetting, quote-unquote, who they are. I thought the Packers, especially in that first half, Jordan Love was awesome. The young wide receivers looked great. Their protection, I mean, they just stonewalled the Detroit Lions. I thought they looked as one. They, to me, were one of the most impressive teams in football this weekend.
All right, Mark, appreciate you joining us. Look forward to chatting with you next week. We'll see if the Patriots can bounce back in Miami.
Sounds good. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.